Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NIL is in the news a lot. It seems like the NCAA might have to or try to come down on teams, but we're having a real hard time sorting this out. But I'll tell you one person who's been on top of it from the get-go, going back to the day it became legal, Sports Illustrated's Ross Dellinger. Nobody has been closer to the situation. So, Ross, there's a lot of noise these days about NIL and the NCAA. What should we really be paying attention to?
that's a loaded question. Maybe we should all just start focusing back on touchdowns and field goals and not pay attention to anything at all off the field. It might be easier. It's a kind of a complicated mess that we're dealing with right now with all of this NIL stuff. And it really goes back, I mean, it goes back years. It goes back 40 years. You could start in the 1980s. But for time's sake, you could go back a year. You know, the state laws around the country were implemented their own NIL laws statewide on July 1. And building up to that, the NCAA had created an NIL policy of its own to regulate kind of NIL nationally, and they abandoned it after the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 in the Alston case. It's a 9-0 loss that the NCAA took, and that basically, that to sum it up, that court case said, hey, you can't limit or restrict athletes. And so they abandoned their NIL policy, and they created a very vague interim policy. And basically what's happening is, because the interim policy is so vague, that boosters are kind of skirting around it. And basically they are offering inducements to prospects, high school players, and players on other teams to come to their school. And they're using NIL kind of disguised deals to get them to come. And the NCAA is trying to get its arms around this thing and trying to re-implement elements in the policy that they abandoned last summer now. And the problem with that is the toothpaste, right, is a little bit out of the tube.
Right. Ross, apologies for my voice. Excuse me. But let's put this like a real case study that's happening right now with Jordan Addison, who a lot of people listening to me, to the sound of my awful voice, will know because he was the Biletnikoff winner from the University of Pittsburgh. He entered the transfer portal, but we don't know where he's going to go. He's like tweeting out photos from Austin, Texas yesterday. Maybe USC, could be anywhere. Why is his particular case so noteworthy?
Well, he's really, really good. And he seemed to be in a place at Pitt that, for all intents and purposes, before this past few couple weeks, that he was comfortable with and liked. I don't think anybody saw that he was wanting to leave. And then, boom, right, he hit the portal. And you can believe what you want out of how much he is worth, or how much the NIL type deals, the true NIL type deals that are out there. But as I was just referring to, a lot of boosters of schools are using NIL to convince prospects to come to their school. And I'm sure, you know, I'm not breaking any ground by thinking that that's probably happening here, that there is kind of a bidding war that's going on. And it's not just for him, but a lot of other players are kind of involved, and there's bidding more. It's happening with basketball players too. You get in the portal, and you know, 5, 6, 10 schools come to you with, quote, NIL offers to come to their school. And I think that's happening here. He's just the latest, I think, and one of the biggest stars to be in this position. But Caleb Williams, quarterback at USC now, that transfer from Oklahoma, was a big one. I made a splash in January by getting in the portal, and then obviously he's gotten a lot of fancy NIL deals out at USC. Now, his situation was different because he went to leave to follow, it would seem, Lincoln Riley, his coach. But we're seeing this a lot. We're seeing players kind of dip their toe in the portal and set off, trigger a NIL-like bidding war for them.
We're talking to Ross Salinger, Sports Illustrated. Ross, let me play devil's advocate a little bit. Like, question, these boosters mostly are local businessmen, I assume. Like, aren't they sort of doing marketing deals? Aren't these what NIL was supposed to be sometimes, where these boosters are putting together these collectives and they're saying to the players, hey, you do some appearances, do some social media things. Could you argue that it really is sort of being what it's supposed to be, which is marketing?
Well, in some cases, I think it absolutely is. And I should probably clarify, you know, it's only a certain probably group of schools with big enough boosters to offer what some would say is outrageous and not at all fair market value for marketing deals and such. So there's a small group of them that are doing that largely across college sports. It is probably, for the most part, being used as we all thought, where it is a marketing tool and it is being used as such, and there's fair market deals being struck and things like you know, players with a lot of social media following tweeting out stuff and getting paid, you know, a couple hundred dollars or something for each tweet, and maybe making, you know, in a year, maybe making like 20 grand, maybe making like 30 grand. The things that are probably not what NIL was intended for are multi-million dollar contracts for high school players, or $400,000 a year deals for a basketball transfer. You know, those things, I mean, the return on investment on those, right, is probably not great. But that's what makes college sports unique and why it is kind of hard for there to be NIL and not be all of this happening, because we have recruiting in college sports. And when you get into recruiting, you get into bidding wars and such. And the stuff that's been going on under the table, kind of illegally and behind in the shadows for years, is now over the table and happening a lot more.
Ross, what bothers the coaches more? Is it the transfer portal or NIL? Maggie's been telling the college coaches to stop complaining all offseason.
It's insufferable.
Why are they, what's driving them? I'd imagine the transfer portal is really hard for like an old school coach who wants to really sort of control the players, for lack of a better term. But is it the combination, or is there one particular thing that is getting under their skin?
Well, I think it's all of these things combined. It kind of creates what one of them kind of referred to as like a perfect storm of the one-time transfer exception, which allows a player to transfer once in their career and play immediately, which last year was implemented. And then you combine that with NIL, right, and you have, like I just mentioned, you have players who, you know, are on teams and are either not playing as much as they'd like or playing a lot in our big stars, like who we were just talking about from Pitt, the receiver from Pitt, and they have a market for themselves to go to a bigger university for more money. And I think those two things have combined to kind of create maybe what coaches are describing as a, sort of like a free agency. Although, you know, in a free agency in pro sports, you have windows, you have regulation, and you have player contracts that bind them to teams. In college, there's none of that right now, at least right now. So it's kind of an unregulated free agency. And a lot of people say, hey, coach, you know, you make X amount of millions of dollars. Stop stop complaining, and coach will say, well, this is unregulated free agency. Let's at least try to regulate it.
Ross, last one for me. You mentioned about wishing we could talk about the touchdowns and the field goals more than NIL. So I'll go there. Who do you think has had the best offseason so far?
It's funny, I was on a podcast yesterday, and the person said, well, be sure to bring you back to talk about actual football, because, of course, we spent the whole time talking about NIL and NCAA transformation. And they said, I'll bring you back in July, and we'll talk real football. And I said, well, that'll give me some time to read up on what's going on football teams, because my whole offseason, it feels like, has been spent on NCAA transformation and NIL and transfer portal and college football playoff expansion. So I don't have the best answer for your question. And I know I mentioned at the top we should start talking about on the field stuff more, but I'm so inundated. I've been so inundated with all this stuff. What's going to be really interesting, I think, on the field is, and it all goes back to this transfer situation, is the quarterback position. For the first time ever, we're going to enter a season, and there's going to be a lot of fans out there of college football when they turn on the TV and see that Keaton Slovis is the Pitt quarterback and go, wait, he was at USC. Or see that the former Auburn quarterback, Bo Nix, is at Oregon. Wait, when did that happen? So you're going to see a lot of that. I told people I need a cheat sheet for where all the quarterbacks were and where they are now. It's going to be really interesting.
But funny thing, Ross, even that question from Maggie, like, who had the best offseason? That's an NFL question. College football teams don't have an offseason. But now that it's a professional sport, they have an offseason. Like, yeah, basically, like, who's had the best free agency period? Is that how we look
That's
at college
right.
teams now?
That probably is a better question. Who had the best free agency offseason? And most would say Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss had a big transfer kind of portal signing class.
Yeah.
24/7 Sports has ranked their transfer signing classes. I think Ole Miss was right up there with LSU as well, and USC. Those teams did really well in the portal. Miami, I think, as well. So there are going to be a lot of new faces on a lot of those teams, not just the signing classes from high school, but those from other college teams.
All right. Well, now you're getting excited. A little Lane Kiffin transfer border. All right, Ross, we'll have you back on July, and when we'll dive into some actual football. But appreciate it, and keep us up to date on all what has been a crazy sea change in college sports.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's so funny. Like, you can look at, like, the depth charts are just so different now. Lane Kiffin, you used to be, you lost a quarterback. He went to the NFL. You had to sort of find one. Now you just bring in a veteran, and you're good.
And it's just like the quarterback names have become so quarterbacky. You know, he just said Keaton Slovis, you know, Bo Nix. These are Spencer Rattler. They're just such good QB names.
Yeah, that happens to be three of the bigger bust, in my opinion, recent NFL football. Recent college football.
Hendon Hooker. I mean, Grayson McCall. These are good, good names.
Yeah.
Well, even CJ Stroud. I mean, I'm Bryce Young. I know those guys.
My favorite is Bryce Young. Like, how can
such
you
a good football name.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget DJ Elungalali, who has got a great name, but it's very hard to say. Yeah, you know what? You're right. This NIL stuff's a little dry, but I think we're going to see a lot of it in the fall. We're going to see actual impact, and it's basically an NFL junior year now. I don't think the NCAA is going to be able to stop it. I think NIL is going to continue. I think the transfers are going to continue. And you know what? The product's still going to be great, so I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I think the college coaches are kind of whining, and I think that giving and clawing for the players to have a little bit more control over their college years, I think, is great. To me, it's like off-season moves. You know, the NIL is a little bit further down my list on interesting things for college football, even though Ross does a fantastic job in his reporting, and it's very important. But, like, between Arch Manning and, like, this year's transfer portal, I'm in. Coaching changes, Lincoln Riley at USC, Brian Kelly at LSU.
Absolutely. All right, coming up, we're going to get back into the NBA, the Lakers mess, 76ers no-show. And once again, what does a Tua underthrow really mean?
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.